Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Raiders Insider Podcast on NBCSportsCalifornia.com. Introducing your host, Oakland Raiders Insider, Scott Baer.
Welcome, everybody, to this week's edition of the Raiders Insider Podcast, brought to you by Evergood Sausage. Raiders rookie punter Johnny Townsend is our featured guest, and we did a deep dive into why an excellent high school safety ended up as a specialist and why the Orlando native chose to stay close to home at Florida over Ohio State and Alabama, and why he started his own charitable foundation at age 22. We also delve into the technical aspects of punting and how fine a line there is between a beauty and a shank. It's a great interview that you guys are going to love, and it starts right now. My guest on this week's Raiders Insider Podcast is punter Johnny Townsend, who's getting ready to go a mile up to let punts loose on the Denver Broncos following a pretty darn good debut against the Los Angeles Rams. Sitting right here next to him, Johnny, what was that first NFL debut like? I know you'd gone through some preseason games and months of practice, but did that regular season game, that first one, did that mean something a little bit more because the games really counted? It was really going?
It sure did. You know, like you said, we did have those four preseason games under our belt, so we had the opportunity as rookies to kind of get on the field and get comfortable with the speed of the play and, you know, just get comfortable with the fans, too. That place is special. The Black Hole is unlike any other place in the country, and it was fun just, you know, getting under the lights and seeing it really come alive. So it was fun.
There was one point where you were very close to your own goalpost, and you know, like what goes through your mind like that? You know, really pressure's on to give yourself good field position. Of course, you uncorked one, but like, what's that feeling like, especially in your first NFL game? You're backed up all the way. Sure, you practiced it, but that's a big moment.
Right, you know, it sure is, and in this league, it's so tough because an offense at any given time can really just drive down the field. There's so many good quarterbacks, so you know your role as a punter, especially when you're backed up like that, is to try to kick it as far as you can and to, you know, kind of let your gunners go downfield and make a play. So you know, that's exactly what we tried to do there, and I think we got off a 54-yarder and they covered it really well.
It's crazy that you came in here with unprecedented comfort with your kicker. You had Eddie here, who you've known for a long time. He was your roommate at the University of Florida. And then recently, you've gone through a lot of upheaval. You have a new long snapper because the first one got hurt. And you have a new kicker in Mike Nugent because Eddie got hurt. And it's been a lot of different over the last couple of weeks, especially. How have you kind of been able to compartmentalize that and kind of keep performing and keep practicing well?
Right, you know, like you said, when I first came in here, it was extremely comfortable because there was a familiar face of the kicker position with Eddie Pinero, and you know, as the summer went on, it was just you know, we developed really good relationships with each other, from the long snappers to the kickers. We developed a really clean, smooth, crisp operation amongst the special teams, and you know, it's never fun when you have to deal with stuff like that. Andrew DiPolo was an incredible long snapper, and he really showed me the ropes from the moment I got here. But, you know, we had Lee Smith step in the game, and he snapped really well and got the job done. So, but, you know, we got some familiar faces, and, you know, we're going to go out of practice all this week and really just get comfortable with the operation with a new long snapper and our kicker.
And the Raiders are going up against the Broncos, and last year's punter Marquette King is on that team. You know him a little bit?
I do, yeah. I just had the opportunity to kind of meet him and develop a relationship with him just through, you know, kicking camps. You know, we're all kind of a big fraternity, so, you know, I've seen his face a couple times, and we've spoken a couple times, so, yeah.
I think when a lot of people think about specialists, they think they've been specializing forever. Well,
You played safety and outside linebacker in high school, and punting was kind of something else that you did. Kind of give the backstory of how you first got into that. It seems like, you're a freshman or sophomore, and you got into a punting contest because they needed somebody?
Exactly. It was freshman football, so I had always played the more glorified positions going through Pop Warner. And in high school, I was a quarterback for a little while, and I played some linebacker and safety as well. But, the freshman team needed a kicker. We didn't have anyone that really wanted to do it, and we were in need of one, so our coach grabbed about four or five guys and said, whoever kicks it the furthest is going to be our kicker and our punter. I said, okay. And I just happened to connect with one pretty good. And yeah. From then on, I was the punter for the team. So.
But you were actually approached by some Ivy League schools about maybe playing defense. Was there any serious consideration there to go to a school like that and play safety?
There was. Academics was always a priority of mine, not only from just middle school but through high school as well. I was in various honor societies and took my academics very seriously. So. I saw that as a legitimate option, and it really wasn't until going into my senior season that colleges reached out to me to punt. And I had a lot of big schools approach me for that, and that's kind of when my perspective shifted a little bit. I had grown up a Gator fan my entire life, and just having that opportunity to play there was just something I couldn't turn down.
Yeah, because you're from Orlando, right?
Right.
So that's all right there. You really had some pretty good options. It was Alabama and Florida were preferred walk-ons. Ohio State had a scholarship there, but that draw of the hometown to punt in front of your family, in front of everybody, that was too strong to pass up?
It was, yeah. So I was committed to Ohio State my entire senior season in high school. And it wasn't until a couple weeks before signing day that Alabama and Florida called me and told me that they had scholarships that had opened up.
That's a game changer, though.
It was a total game changer.
Yeah.
And, I spoke with my parents and prayed about it and thought about it for a long time. And I just couldn't leave Florida. Yeah, I'm a homebody. I'm from Orlando, like you said. So it was just a really neat opportunity to stay home and play there.
And it turned out pretty well. I think you led the nation in punt average as a junior, correct?
Mm-hmm. Junior and senior.
Junior and senior year. That's a pretty good way to end it. And then you come to a franchise with a long history of excellent punters. I mean, you were chasing after the Ray Guy Award. he played here.
Yep.
Obviously Marquette and Shane Leckler. Do you like walking in and extending that proud tradition that's been in this franchise for so long?
I do. It can be tough because the spotlight's on you. We've had, like you said, so many tremendous punters come through this organization. So I'm just going to try to fill the shoes the best I can and play the best of my ability to help the team win.
The Raiders Insider Podcast is brought to you by Evergood Sausage Company, bringing you locally smoked, handmade sausages out of San Francisco for 92 years. Family owned.
To go back to your kind of your high school days, you were an accomplished baseball player too. There's still some videos on YouTube of you smacking the ball around and playing catcher, right?
Right, right.
Was that always a secondary sport to football, or was there ever a draw like, hey, maybe I'm going to go in that direction?
I took both pretty seriously, because we had football in the fall and then springtime was baseball. So, whenever it was the season for that sport, I pretty much just gave everything I had to it.
And I guess I'm curious that once you get into punting, I think some people can see the mechanism sort of looks the same, but you're an accomplished directional punter and you talk about getting the ball in and out. It can be incredibly technical, correct? I mean, how much of it is feel? I mean, your foot's only so big and you have to send it in a certain direction and want to hit spots. Is it maybe a lot more technical than most average fans may think?
It is. Yeah, it's very technical. I mean, the difference between hitting a really far high punt and hitting one short is a matter of, quarter or half of an inch. And, our operation from the time the ball is snapped to the time it needs to be kicked has to be 1.95 or just under 2 seconds. So everything happens so fast, and it's such a specific, task that you have to accomplish that it can be tough sometimes. It can be very frustrating.
Can you feel it when the ball leaves your foot? You're like, that's a good one. Like, can you tell when something goes right or wrong?
You can, yeah. If you've ever squared up a baseball or just hit a golf ball just right where it feels like almost nothing is coming off the club or the bat, that's exactly what it feels like. You pretty much just can't even feel the ball off your foot. It just feels that clean.
And that must be such a good feeling when it happens like that.
It is, definitely.
On Sunday when you go up to Denver, you have to take the altitude into account with with what you're doing? Will that be a new experience for you?
Oh, it'll be a brand new experience for me. I've just talked to a bunch of guys that have had the opportunity to play there before, and they said the elevation does make a difference in terms of the hang time of the ball and how it flies in the air. And I'm excited to get up there and see how it really is. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've heard so much about Mile High and how much the difference it makes on the football. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that for sure.
Yeah, I think something that is pretty cool from your days at Florida, something that most college kids don't really enter into, but you set up the Johnny Townsend Foundation. And tell us a little bit. Again, normally guys in the early 20s don't set that up. You know, there are guys who have been playing in this league for 5-6 years that happened. Why did you decide to set it up? Why was it important to you to get it started at such an early age?
Yeah, so that was just something I was really passionate about. There was a program at University of Florida called Goodwill Gators, and that basically just took the athletes, threw them out in the community, and just gave them something to do to give back. And through one of the Goodwill Gator events, we actually went to the Shands Pediatric Hospital, mm-hmm. and I had the time to meet some of the kids and develop relationships with some of the kids. And that's when I just really developed a passion for pediatric oncology, and I just wanted to find a way to give back. So, going into my senior season and coming off the season I had, I felt that at that time I just had the platform to really, do something to give back. So I set up the Johnny Townsend Foundation and the Johnny Townsend Fund, which specifically fundraised for pediatric oncology, mm-hmm. to help renovate an infusion clinic at Shands Hospital. So, that was fun and exciting process. It was all new to me, so I'm still, trying to get the thing rolling. And I hope to grow it as years come. So.
Right, yeah, and I mean, it's. How did you pick the cause or the charity that you wanted to kind of steer things toward?
I had an opportunity to meet some of the kids at the pediatric hospital
form
relationships with them, and I just wanted to find a way to give back. And I had spoken to some representatives at the hospital, and they were telling me how they're planning on renovating the infusion clinic there. And I just saw that as the perfect opportunity to, try to fundraise in the community, fundraise online through social media, through my website, and it was pretty successful. So I was happy with how things went.
Has there been any, and then kind of back to the present day here as we're wrapping up with Raiders punter Johnny Townsend, has there been any sort of, pinch yourself moments, whether it's signing your first professional contract or a rookie mini camp or Monday, anything that has really been a, oh my gosh, this is really happening sort of a moment?
Yeah, I think as a rookie, every single moment is one of those pinch yourself moments.
That's because, a good point.
So many little things happen that you just have dreamt about for a long time. From your first mini camp to, signing your first contract to, playing against some of the most iconic names in NFL history and being in the same locker room as some of the most iconic names in NFL history, it's very special to me. So I'm trying to take it all in and just take advantage of this opportunity.
You're from the other side of the country, but during the Raiders rookie mini camp, they invited a lot of family members out. I think your mom came out, right?
Right, yeah, my mom and dad both made it out.
Some family. Is it cool to kind of share the experience, even though they don't, live close to you like they did when you were at Florida, but to have them be involved in this kind of new experience, this dream?
Definitely. That event was really special. The player engagement, Raiders player engagement set up that event for the parents, and I don't think there's really anything else like it in the NFL where they really take the time to get to know the families and kind of show them the ropes as well. My parents, they never missed a single game of mine high school to college, away and home games. So they travel well, and it's something they wouldn't miss for the world. So I'm glad they could come out here.
Well, week 3, there's a game in Miami. You might have to buy a few tickets for that one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'll be a big homecoming game for sure. All my family's ready for that one, getting geared up for it, getting ready for a big tailgate, and have a bunch of buddies coming down for it too. So that'll be special.
That sounds like a great time. And Johnny Townsend, thank you so much for joining the Raiders Insider Podcast. Great stuff. And I think it's important for Raiders fans to not only get to know that there's a lot of technique in what you do, but also to get to know some of these people that are going to be around for a long time. Thank you for being so open and candid about everything that you kind of experience and have gone through so far. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I enjoyed it.
Thanks to everyone for downloading and listening to the Raiders Insider Podcast brought to you by Evergood Sausage. And a very special thank you to Johnny Townsend for taking the time to join us before a big game against the Broncos, which is his first game playing at altitude. I do think he's going to be a good punter for the Raiders for a long, long time. You've been listening to the Raiders Insider Podcast, and if you haven't already, please visit Apple Podcasts or Google Play to subscribe. If you like our podcast, give us a rating and a 5-star review. You can also follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at MBCS Authentic, and we will be back next week with another great guest. Thanks for listening, Raider Nation.
Raiders Insider Podcast on NBC Sports California.com.